Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning I have two guests with me who are Sharon Hansen, who's the president of the Hospital Auxiliary, and Beulah Ostris, who's, I guess she's just a woman about town because she's done it all. And so good morning to you, Sharon. We're going to start off with you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Sharon, a special event coming up for the Hospital Auxiliary.
Yes, it is. This is our 50th year we've been volunteering for the hospital. We're having a general meeting at the First United Methodist Church here in Atlantic on Tuesday, October 23rd, with a meal at 12 o'clock. We'd like to have all members, all past members, to try and come if they can.
I'm not sure you have room enough, Sharon. Well, I'm kidding you. I mean, you really would like to pack that place,
yes,
right?
Yes, we would.
When
we
you
sure
think
would.
About all the people who've been members of Auxiliary.
We absolutely need reservations, though, and they can call me at home. My number is 243-1234. I need that by...
let's see, this is happening on the 23rd.
So we need it
A couple of
Friday
days,
before.
The Friday before, which is the 19th.
The 19th of October. Yeah. And...
Because first of all, you want to make sure you have a place for everybody.
Have a place for everybody.
And have food for everybody.
We do.
And hopefully this is a really big event. I mean, 50 years, that's a long time for a group like this.
It's absolutely a long time. There is a $6 fee for this meal.
Oh, but that's
a minimal amount. Yes. And the food is going to be very good. We're using recipes from the Auxiliary Cookbook Every item we have on our menu is going to be from...
What fun.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So people, if they have the Auxiliary Cookbook, they can go back and say, oh, yeah, I could make that at home.
Yes, they sure
very
can.
Good. Well, we want to ask Beulah about some of the history. When did it... 50 years ago, of course, we're talking about a 50-year anniversary. Tell us kind of some of those beginnings, Beulah.
Well, in 1962, it was called the Atlantic Memorial Hospital Women's Auxiliary, which was a surprise to me because... That was before my time. I didn't start until the new hospital in 1968. But in 1966, the county took over the hospital. So then the name was changed of the auxiliary as well as the hospital.
Sure, from the Atlantic Hospital to the Cass County
Memorial mm-hmm. Hospital. Mm-hmm. So the women changed their name to the Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary.
And aren't you happy you dropped the women's part in there?
Yes, because many men started to join and even be active later on. Yes. So they did a lot of wonderful things. But now we're at 1501 East 10th, as many people know. It's been mm-hmm. there a long time.
But you just made a change, not the auxiliary itself, but kind of your hangout, I'm going to say. What you're responsible for, the gift shop?
Yes, yes. And now, then we had a gift shop and a coffee shop. They didn't have that at the old hospital out on East 5th Street. But they changed a lot, but a lot more duties, too, because then we pushed wheelchairs to x-ray and therapy, and, we just did many, many, many jobs. And the dues then were only $1. The dues later in 1986 changed to $2.
Wow, what an increase. 100% there, increase.
And then, now this year, they changed, I'm sorry to say, but they did change and upped it to $5.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. What can you get for $5?
I know.
The service that this all does for $5 is amazing. So it's a good investment.
But we're a nonprofit organization. No tax. If you buy anything at the gift shop, no tax. And the proceeds always went to the hospital. We gave hospital equipment. They would purchase it. Different departments would come to our board meetings and request this or this at this price or that price. If we could not come up with the entire price, we just paid a portion of it, and then the hospital board would do their passing, and mm-hmm. it would eventually get mm-hmm. bought. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you very first got started into the gift shop, coffee shop, how did that start?
They had to borrow $3,000. Which some people kind of frowned upon.
Yeah, now this is the auxiliary that's doing this, not
right.
the hospital. The auxiliary
right.
is borrowing $3,000.
$3,000 was borrowed, but within 1 year it was paid off. It was paid off.
So right away that tells you you're going to be making some money, which right. goes to a good purpose.
And in 1968, they did get 103 charter members, so they had a lot of members.
And you still have a lot of members, but there's always
room
for
more. I'm
sorry,
it was 1,003.
1,000, that sounds, yeah. Maybe 100 active, no, probably more than that. But there are active and inactive members.
Right, many, many inactive at the first. And mm-hmm. now that there's more jobs to do, there's become more active all the time. Mm-hmm. And she spoke about the cookbooks. Would you believe there were three auxiliary cookbooks? One was from the old hospital. in 19, I don't remember the year, but it was before they got moved up to the new hospital. And in 1989, they had one put out, and in 2002, they had one put out.
So do you have all three of them, Beulah?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good for you.
In fact, I have two of the very, very old ones, and I don't know how I acquired the other one. Yeah. It could have been from my mom, because she was active, too.
Uh-huh.
She might have worked, but she had an evening shift.
Yes, kind of pass that on to you to say, this is a good thing to be doing.
Right, but we want all you people, if you've ever belonged, please come. If you don't want to come for the luncheon's $6. If you don't want to come to the luncheon, come to the 1 o'clock meeting and celebration. Because you may have some input to put into the program as well.
Okay. So what's going to happen with the program, Sharon?
We're going to have as many past presidents that we can get to come, that are still able to come, that still live around here, to come and give a little talk about what they did in their year. And as she said, we give a lot of donations this year so far at the hospital. We donated with our service. So we carried a little over from last year because we were kind of doing on ongoing thing with the hospital. This year, so far, we've given $46,320. And I can't tell the community how much we appreciate their help with our salad luncheons and our buying at the gift shop. Anything they do to help us is just something we can do to help the hospital. We help buy new TVs and stuff for the rooms this year. And that's what I was told happened back many years ago, too. So but that's what we're going to do.
Keeping up to date, not only with the things for the people who come there, the patients who, you know, the TVs are trying to help pass the time, but so much of it is for the care and keeping up to date. And those changes happen so fast, and
yes,
they're
so
expensive. So we're fortunate to have an auxiliary that says, yes, we can help raise that money to keep all of that up to date. Beulah, do you have a favorite memory? You've done a lot of different things. Do you have something that, you know, you go back and say, yeah, this is something I really enjoy doing?
You know, I enjoy each and every phase of it. I really do. And everyone says, oh, you've donated so much. One time, Pat Markham looked at me and she said, just look at your hours, Beulah. If you would multiply that by so much an hour, look how many $1,000s you've given in community service.
That's right. 9,000 hours, it says on her little badge, but she's already over that, I know. So even $10, which anymore, most people get paid more than $10 an hour, times 9,000, yeah, that adds up pretty fast. And are you the one with the most hours, Beulah?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know there are many people with like thousands of hours.
Oh, yes. We run 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. We've got one up to 8,000.
Okay, she's catching up with you.
I know. She does a lot of crocheting of baby caps.
Oh, fine.
We do a lot of different phases.
Uh-huh.
Some things are done there, and some phases are done in their home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, do you want to mention, Sharon, a few of the things that the auxiliary does besides raise money? You know, you do activities, you push wheelchairs, but you do a lot of other things.
We help in the outpatient, taking the records back to the doctors when they're there from different towns, like from Omaha, from Creighton, and we work in there. What else do you do?
At the greeting desk, you always have some
information desk.
Yes.
We try and do anything they ask us to do.
Yeah. I think the hospital knows that.
They do baby caps for the newborns there. They make them, whole baby and.
Something else that comes to mind, Julie?
Telecare.
Well, we don't do a lot of things we used to do.
Ah,
we used to take a card around to each room to see if the patient needed anything. We used to deliver the mail. We don't do that anymore. And years ago, she spoke of the new TVs. The new TVs went in years ago, but the patient had to pay for those TVs. Each day they wanted it turned on, it was up to us to go back and turn on those TVs. So there's a lot of changes.
And most of them good.
Yes.
Maybe not necessarily everything, but most of them are good. And again, to take care of people who are at the hospital. And of course, most people aren't at the hospital nearly as long.
No.
I mean,
no, they're not. Just overnight sometimes.
Yes, yeah. So,
overnight. But, you know, the staff and the doctors give us nothing but praise. They appreciate our being there.
Good. So it's the men and women in those red vests. The men a lot of times wear red vests. Most of the women I know wear the red smocks. Are those hospital auxiliary folks who just help out. So, again, anybody who's ever been a member is invited to this 50th year anniversary. So, Sharon, remind us about when, where, and how to make our reservation.
It's at the First United Methodist Church on Tuesday, October 23rd at 12 o'clock. They can call me 243-1234. The cost is $6. They can call the gift shop if they want to register out to the hospital.
Okay, that's good to know, too. But your number is so easy to remember. 1234. I'm not sure how you got that, but it's an easy number to remember. Otherwise, as you say, the hospital gift shop would.
Our policy, though, is if you make a reservation for $6 for the luncheon, we expect that $6 to come in. So if you don't get to come to it, please send $6 if you have made a reservation.
Or you can give your ticket to somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. So it gets used.
But we're going to be charged for it.
$6.
You have to pay it.
I think a bargain. We want to thank you very much, Beulah Ostris, for giving us some history, and to Sharon Hansen for guiding the organization this last year, almost done with her year of presidency. Until next time, here's a thought from Harmon Killebrew. Life is precious, and time is a key element. Let's make every moment count.